Be'ezras Hashem Yisbo'ach, we begin Hilchos Mechusar Kapar in the laws of lacking of atonement, the fifth out of six halachas in the Sefer of Kabbalas in the book of private sacrifices. Which Yesh Bechlol and Arba Mitzvahs, I say, in their category, there's four positive commandments. Vezeh Pratan, and these are the specifics. Aleph 1, Shetakrev HaZava, that the Zava, which will explain who she is, she should sacrifice Keshatita when she purifies herself, carbon a sacrifice. Beis, Mitzvah number 2, Shetakrev HaYeledis, that the woman who gave birth should sacrifice Keshatita when she purifies from her Tumah, carbon a sacrifice. Gimel number 3, Shiyakrev HaZav, that the male Zav, which is a different type of discharge than that of the Zava, but it's also regarding a discharge from his genital area, that Keshatita, when he purifies himself, that he should bring a carbon a sacrifice. And Dal number 4, Shiyakrev Mitzayra, that the Mitzayra, where he should sacrifice Keshatita when he purifies himself from his Tumah Tzaraz, carbon a sacrifice. The achashikuv carbon the same, and that after they sacrifice their kabanas, then tigam taras, and that will complete their purification process. And that's the laws of mechusar kapar, that they're lacking atonement for their purification. That it's not enough just with sundown; they actually need the following day an atonement, which comes through the kabanas. Ubeir mitzvahs ilu beperakim elu, and the explanation of these mitzvahs are in these chapters, which there are five chapters. Perek Aleph discusses the zava and the yoledes. Perek Beis and Gimel discuss that of the zav, and Perek Dal and Hey discuss the laws of the mitzvah. And then we begin Perek Rishon, the first chapter, which talks about the foundational laws of mechusar kapara, and also regarding that of the zava and the yoledes. So Rambam begins halacha alpha regarding describing what's called the four types of mechusar kapara of those who are lacking atonement. Al bohim and nakram, there are four types that are called mechusar kapara that they're lacking atonement. They're hazava, which we're going to explain shortly who she is. Vayeled, this woman gave birth. Vazav, which is a man who had a certain type of a discharge. And Vahamatsayram, and the one who has tzras. Now, Volomanikru Mechusar Kapara, why are they called lacking atonement? Shekol Echem Hem, because each one of these individuals, Avbish Atomah Tumasa, even if they already purified themselves from their Tumah, the Tavel and the immersed. Ved Vashem Shein had sundown, Adain Hu Chaser, although generally that's sufficient, but they're still considered lacking. Vlagamat Tarasak, the Elecha B'Kachim, and their purification process has not been concluded to allow them to eat kachim, g'delech b'kachim, to eat karbanas, until they bring their carbon the following day. And before they bring their atonement, also lech b'kachim is forbidden to partake of kachim, commission beyond the psalm, like explain the laws of invalidated karbanas in Perek Yiches Alach Yadal. Now, however, why we mention there's just four and not a fifth one, so Rambam explains Alach Beis, Geir Shemol, regarding a convert who circumcised, but Tavali already immersed himself, and he still didn't yet bring his carbon, which he's supposed to do when he becomes a ger. So, although you're right, he cannot eat from kachim until he brings his carbon. That's not number five in the list of those who are lacking atonement. Because his carbon just prevents him from becoming a full-fledged convert to be like a regular Jewish person. That's the reason why he doesn't eat from karbanas. Shadayin le'nasik kichsher yisol, because he has not become like an upstanding Jew. Now, bekevin sheyabi karbanu biyasa yisol kasha. When he does bring his karban, and becomes like a regular Yisrael, then nechal b'kashim, he could eat from karbanas. But again, it's not because of atonement. And actually, hevi preda achas b'shachas, if he brought just one of his two birds that he has to bring from his pair of birds to ger in the morning, so echal b'kashim le'erev, he could eat the karbanas in the evening, even though he has to bring two. Does not prevent him from eating kachim only as long as he brings one of them. And we have a prida shnei, and ultimately he'll bring the second bird. Shekarbanis shel ger, because the carbon of the ger is oilas behemoth, either an animal burnt sacrifice, or two young doves, or two turtle doves, or shnei oil, and they're both burnt sacrifices. Like we explain the laws of the actions of karbanis. Halacha gimel. Now, hazav v'hazava. Regarding the male and female, they're both called zav, which is like flowing. They have a discharge of a flow, but that they're actually different types of discharges. Karban kol ech mehem, the carbon of each one of them, is shtei toidim or shnei b'nei yayin. It is either two turtle doves or two young doves. Echad eilev echad, one's a totally burnt sacrifice, one's a sin offering. Vayeledis, regarding the woman who gave birth, karbana, her carbon, is keves oila, is a lamb that's totally burnt. And a young dove or a turtle dove as a sin offering. Now, if she cannot afford that because of the animal, so she brings either two turtle doves or two young doves, one as a burnt and one as a chatas. We're discussing here what are the four types of karbanis of the mechusar kapara. The one who has tzaras, his carbon is three lambs, Echad Oyle, Echad Asham, one that totally burnt, one is a guilt offering, and the Kisbo L'Chatas, and a she-lamb for a Chatas. The main Yodim HaSegis, and if he can't afford those three animals. So maybe Cain, he brings a pair of birds, Echad Oyle, Echad Chatas, one's a Oyle, one's a Chatas, and Mekebis L'Asham, only one animal, that of a lamb, for a guilt offering. Now L'Chad Dal tells us regarding what's the time when these individuals are supposed to bring their karbanas, which are the Mechusar Kapar. So Hazav, Hazav, Vametzayr, those three, maybe kol echad mishlashtim, each one of them brings kaparosai, his atonement, their korban, b'yom mishmino terasa, and day 8 of their purification process. Why? Shekol echad mimsefer shevi meitar, each one of the individuals, the zav and the zav and the mitzayra, they all have to count 7 days to purify themselves. V'tevu b'yom mishvi, and they immerse on the day 7, umarav shemshay, and the sun sets, umakav kabanasai b'yom mishmino, and then they bring their korbanas on the following day, on day 8. Now, halacha hey, how you led this, in contrast, the one out of the four, this of the woman that gave birth, in Mavir Karbana, she does not bring her carbon, definitely not on day 8, but she doesn't even bring it B'yim Arbam LaZachar on day 40 for having given birth to a boy, or B'yim Shmoyim in the Keva, or on day 80 having given birth to a girl, which that completes the days of Tumah and Tahara, where there's 7 days of Tumah for a boy, and up until 40 days of, which is a continuing 33 days, that of Tahara, and for a girl it's 14 days of Tumah, but up until day 80 for Dam Tahara. So they don't bring it on that final day. Rather, she has to first have sundown. Rather, she brings her carbon the following day. She which is day 41 for having given birth to a boy. And 81 days after having given birth to a girl. And this is the day which is said regarding in Pasuk and Yikro, that when she completes the days of purity, which any blood she has during those days are all considered pure, for having given birth to a boy or girl, which accordingly is, like we said, is 40 or 80 days, and then she brings her carbon, which is after those days. Now, let's say she brings her carbon, this mechutzah kapara, within the days of completing these days, 40 or 80, she has not fulfilled her obligation, has to be brought afterwards. And afilah heviyah avlod es rishayim, even if she's bringing for earlier children she had a long time before, but she's bringing b'toich yimei malais shalvalad zeh, she's bringing within the days of the malais of this child, within these 40 or 80 days, layatza, she hasn't fulfilled even an old obligation. Now, yavru yamei, let's say these days passed, but layviyu kaparasim, and she still didn't bring the atonement, she already passed day 40 or day 80, so hadayil makrim kaparasim lachazman, so she'll bring the atonement at a later point in time, but you have to ultimately bring it. Now, b'chos man shalei kriv chatas, and as long as they have not brought their chatas, which is already after day 41, day 81, where you could already bring it, asrum lecha b'kachim, they're still going to be forbidden to partake of kachim. These four will be called mechusar kapara, whether it be day 8 for those three, or day 41 or day 81 for the aledis. Now, aval ha'ayla, and there's a debate if to have the gears of ha'asham, ain ma'akvim, but the ayla and the asham, they're not ma'akiv in the ability to eat kachim. It's only the chatas, or possibly the ashim, that would withhold the validity of partaking of kachim. So even though there's many karbanas they're obligated in, the one that holds back is the chatas. Kvar beyond the master karbanas, we already explained the laws of the actions of karbanas, per gedah halacha yod, shekom chayove karban, all those who are obligated in the karban, ima kriven al yodim el medaitim. In general, you cannot bring a karban for someone unless with his awareness, with his consent. Chutz mi mechusar kapara, the one exception is that someone who's lacking atonement, shein shichim tesbal, they don't need to have the awareness of the owner. And the proof is, Shari other maybe carbon al banav b'nais of a ketam, a person, although generally minors are not obligated in the carbon, there is a situation that you could bring for your minor sons and daughters, imhayim mechutzah kapara, let's say they were lacking atonement, let's say the daughter was a zava, which she has to be purified, and the father could bring it for the child, umechil mezachim, and to have them eat from karbanis, so you see it could be done even without that awareness, because the child's not considered having awareness, and therefore you see that in mechutzah kapara, one does not need das balam. Halach avav, regarding the carbon of the zava, and what happens if there's a doubt if she's a zava. So, ezehi zava. So, as we were mentioning, a zava. So, who is this woman, the zava, that's considered one of the mechusar kapara? So, zu, this is a woman, shezav, that's where the word zava comes from, this is just the feminine, is zava. Shezav dama, her blood flows, which a woman has menstrual blood, that flows shleishi yamim, zeachazeh, 3 consecutive days, below es nedasa, specifically not during her nida cycle, where there's a period of 7 days of Nida, 11 days of Ziva, and so on and so forth. And if it's not during those 7 days of Nida, it's during those 11 days where we're not expecting blood, and she flows 3 days in a row, but Ziva Zava Gadol, that's considered the big Zava, because there are those who are called Zava Katana, when she doesn't have a flow of 3 days. She has 3 days of a flow, Shetzricha Sriya Shiva, that she has to count 7 clean days, and Bachayev Bekarban, she's liable for carbon, which is this obligation that we're talking about that's considered Mechusar Kapara. Now, Kfarbi Aron de Be'inah Nida already explained in the context of the laws of Nida of the menstruating woman. Emesaitia Isha Zava Badam Shatira. When will the woman become a Zava for the bloods that she's seeing? Vemesa Loitia Zava. When will she not be a Zava? El Nida, rather, she'll be just a Nida, which has a different halacha than a Zava. Oitara should actually be pure. Umasatia Sveik Zava. When will she be considered a doubtful Zava? Now, Kamakam Shaman, she's Zava Vesever Shiva. Any place that we say that she's a Zava, she has to count 7 clean days. She's also obligated to bring a carbon the following day. And her sin offering is eaten. Anywhere where we said that she's a doubtful if she's a zava, here's a mevia carbon. She'll also bring a carbon because of the doubt. But vein chatos and achelas, her chata is not eaten. Shkvarbiyano already explained in Perketes Melachas Pesu Mekdash and Alacha Yod. Shchatos oif habala safi. When you bring this bird chatos that's brought for a situation of doubt, which is what the zava has to bring, tisarv it's burned because again if you're doing malika, it might be nevela because it's not really carbon. Therefore, it has to be burned. Now I'm going to continue regarding the carbon of the Yeledis, and also what do you do when there's a suffix if she's Yeledis, if we're not sure if she gave birth. So for Shambi Aaron, there, we explain in Hilchas Sura Bia, Pergud, and Perkei over there regarding miscarriage. Matela de Isha, what is it that a woman should give birth to? Oy matipal, or what should she miscarry? Vitiyat Meleda, and she'll have the halacha of Tumah from childbirth. Umatela de Tapal, or what should she give birth or miscarry? And she will not have a tumah of leida, because it's not considered as a child. Anywhere where we said that she's going to have a tumah of childbirth, so she'll bring a carbon and her sin offering is eaten. Anywhere where we said that she does not have a tumah leida, it is a betumah carbon, then she's exempt from a carbon. Where it's the Torah says that it has to be a definitive leida, where if she does not have a tumas leida, then she's not going to bring a carbon. And so it's dependent on the tumas leida. If she has only the tumah of a birth, then she's going to be chayav a carbon. But if she does not have a tumas leida, then that doesn't qualify for birth and so to exempt from a carbon. Halacha zayin. Ishish lehuchzuka ubara. Now, if we have a woman that it was not established of her fetus, I mean, we don't know if she's pregnant. The pila, now she miscarries something, but the other she doesn't know what she miscarried. Im nefil shechayevus lav carbon, is it an aborted fetus that is liable to carbon? For example, let's say it had the form of a person that was what was miscarried. Maybe it's something that one is not liable to carbon, where it doesn't have the form of a human at all. It looks like some type of other creature. Hariz is svekilad, so she is a doubt if she's a woman who gave birth, meaning was it a human child? Umavir carbon, and therefore she has to bring carbon. But like we said, ve'en chatas nachalas, her chat's not eaten because it might not be a real carbon. Similar would be if, let's say, you have two women who had both had miscarriages. One fetus is fit to bring a carbon on it because it was considered a human. It was already after day 40. It's considered that of a giving birth. But the other one would be one that one would be exempt. But neither one of the women recognized her aborted her miscarriage. So each one of them has to bring a carbon out of doubt. But again, neither one of them could be eaten because each one, because like we said, the which each one is ba'al asafik is coming because of doubt, in the surface it has to be burnt. And the reason is because maybe she's not obligated. Comes out that this sin offering is really unconsecrated animal that was slaughtered in the courtyard, which is a benefit. We explain the laws of shechita in slaughtering perek beis halacha beis. Lachachas continues regarding the obligation in karbanis when there's more than one birth. So achas hayeledes, whether one who gives birth, achas hamapeles volad, or if a woman miscarries a child, whether it be echad, one child, or vlodes haber, many children, hadizim avi a karban ech lekulam, she brings one karban for them all. And that's learned out from the pasuk, it says, zoyz toiras hayeledes, that there's one toira for many births. But vahu, and that is, shetele kulam etech yimei malois. Has to be, but that all those births or miscarriages were all within the 40 days of having given birth to a boy or the 80 days of having given birth to a girl. So since it's within those days malois, it's all included in that same carbon. Avalim epila acha yimei malois. But let's say she miscarried after those fulfilling days of 40 and 80. Mevia afal hashen, then she'll have to bring a separate carbon for the second one. So yelled in the cave, let you give birth to a girl. So call the fam shetabel miyem haleda atzev yemish meinim. So any miscarriages that she has from the day of the birth up until 80 days postpartum, harem nechshavim im avlad arishin. It's all considered part of the calculation of the first child. because you anyways didn't bring your first carbon for them because you have to wait till after the 80. Okay, ilu yolda ta'im zechaz, it's like as if she gave birth to twins right one after the other. Where ve'en mavia el carbon echad, that she's only going to bring one carbon. Now, hipila nefel be mishmoin ve'echad, let's say she miscarried on day 81 postpartum. Umim echad mishmoin v'hola, and also from day 81 and onward. So, imhi do ilu carbons, if that miscarriage was fit to have brought a carbon, in other words, it was a definitive child. So it's going to require its own carbon. Yold in the kevam, let's say she gave birth to a girl. Which is within the 80 days. After 60 or 70 days, she miscarried a different girl. So any subsequent miscarriage that she'll have within 80 days of the second girl, which was a miscarriage, to her love, will be exempt on that too. So let's say there's a third miscarriage. There's of a girl. Meaning, whether it be a third miscarriage or a second miscarriage, but the third girl, which is from the miscarriage of the second girl, so the fourth one, let's say, any one miscarriage that will be within 80 days of this third girl will also be exempt. And the reason is because it's considered part of the third one. The third one is considered part of the second one. Because within its days of malais. And the second one is considered part of the first one because it's within 80 days of that one. And therefore, even if it will be, let's say, five births / miscarriages, will only be one carbon because as long as within the malais of the previous one, it's considered part of that one and that part of that one, and so on and so forth. Tess, Hayaledes tumtum oyen dregnes. If a woman gives birth to a tumtum, which is not clear of any sign of gender. Androgynous has both signs of gender, which both of these are doubtful if they're male or female, which therefore you have to give a stringency of a male and a female. So you can't 14 days of tumma like a girl, but only 40 days of tara like that of a boy. V'pila nefel achar bar miyim ledase. And the woman had a miscarriage after 40 days from the day of the birth of this tumtum androgynous. She's going to have to bring a carbon for this miscarriage. Shema Zahorishan. Maybe the first child, this tumtum androgynous, was male. And the days of malais is only up until 40 days. It's already past 40 days. But repilach malais. So the miscarriage is after the malais. But the sin offering cannot be eaten. Shem nekeva hirushan. Because maybe their first child is considered as a female. And it's within 80 days of the first birth. And therefore, the miscarriage within the malais. She betum a carbon chain, which would exempt her from a carbon, a second carbon for this navel, because it's part of the first one, and therefore we give it the stringency to both Zachar and Nekeva, where it's brought, but it's not eaten. Halacha Yud continues regarding when there could be many liabilities, obligations of karbanas. Ha'isha she'esh la sveik. If a woman has a situation of doubt, of chamesh ladis, of five births, in other words, she miscarried many times, and she doesn't know if it had the form of a child or had the form of some exemptive type of form, which, as we said in Halacha Zayin, a suffix leida would obligate a carbon. And she had this five times. So let's say she had a doubt of five different zavis, meaning of zivis. So let's say many times she saw blood 3 days in a row, but she's not sure if it was during her days of nida, which would not make you a zava, or during the days of ziva. So she doesn't know if she's chayav a carbon or not. Now, we said in Halacha Vav that suffix zava would bring a carbon. And this happened five times though. So regarding these two cases of Savik Chamesh Ladis and Savik Chamesh Divas, Mevi'a Carbon Echad. The woman would bring only one carbon, because the carbon is like immersing in the mikveh. But if a person became tummy many times, going to mikveh one time would work for them all. Here also, it's a permitter, and one carbon will permit them all. And therefore, V'chelz B'zavachim, she could already eat from Kachim, and more V'ina Sho'ala Chayva. The rest are not obligatory. It's only because we're not sure if she's pure or not. So one already purifies her for them all. Now, let's say, but let's say she had five definitive births, bona fide births, or that we know that it's obligations and karbanas. And also five definitive flows of ziva five times. That was 3 days each. So maybe a carbon echad. So here also, it's enough if it being one carbon to allow vaychel bezachim that she could eat from kachim. But vasher lechayva. But the rest of the karbans are going to be obligatory, because even though for tahara, one carbon purifies the woman to eat from kachem, like tefillah works for many tumas, but it will not exempt her from her obligations. It's just that it'll purify her. And she has to go ahead and still fulfill every one of those obligations for those definitive births or zivas. And something applies to that of a zav. Let's say she had 5 definitive births and 5 doubtful births. Or 5 definitive births and 5 doubtful zivois. So she actually has to bring 2 karbanos. And the reason why is because even though one karban will purify her, but when there's birth and zava, so one karban will not purify her. So what's the two? Echad alavad v'nechel. One will be for the definitive obligation, and that karban is eaten. Ushahav adoyis alelchay. Even now, the rest of the definitive births, like we said, there were still obligations. V'echad ala safek. Now one will be brought, because we said there was one case was 5 definitive births and 5 doubtful births. Those have a different halacha, because those are have to be brought alasafik ve'in enechav. Those are not eaten. Then the shalachayv and the rest are not obligatory. Again, v'chelz bezachem and she'll, then after these 2 karbanas, then she'll be able to eat kachim. Halachir al for ishush nizgaira. If a woman converted, now ve'in yedu. It's not known imachulei nizgaira yalda. It's not known if she gave birth before she converted, and there was no obligation of a karban for the child she gave birth when she was a non-Jewess. Maybe the birth was when she really had converted. So she has to bring a carbon out of doubt. But vein chatas nachelas. But again, her sin offering is not eaten because, like we said, chatas ayif habala safik is tisaf. Now, kfar ba'an melechas shkog has already explained the laws of errors, the previous set of halachas, the paragim halachi yad aleph. Shekom mechusik hapar misafik, any those who are lacking atonement out of doubt. Sha'ava lem yom kippurim, where if yom kippurim already passed, they still have to bring their carbon after Yom Kippurim. Because this carbon just permits them to eat from kachim. It's not for atonement purpose. It's not really a kapara, although we call it mechutz kapara. For a sin, Yom Kippurim, okay, will absolve a person of sin that when they have an obligation of a carbon. But here, it's a different type of carbon. Therefore, Yom Kippurim passing will not absolve them from this chiv. If a woman has a birth that she had, or she had a flow of blood 3 days, which she has an obligation, like we said, to bring karbanas. So mevia mo'is hakinim. So she, it's enough just to bring the monies for a pair of birds. And v'nesenes b'sheva, she puts it in the box. It's called a sheva because we're in the shape of a sheva. V'echelz b'kachim leva, and she could ready eat kachim that evening. Why? Chazakah, there's a presumption she'in bezna shal kehanim o'im nimisham. The courts in charge of the kehanim, they don't get up from the base of Migdosh. Until they used up all the monies in that box, they could be connected to kinim, and they sacrifice correlating to that amount of money for each one of them pairs of birds. Like explained the laws of shkalim, pegbeis alach beis, v'chas klei mikdash v'evnibay, and the laws of the service vessels in the base of mikdash and those who do the service over there in pegzan alach tes. That we know, we could presume that it was already done. But that evening, she's already her karbanos were brought, and she done mechutz kiparan when she could eat from kach. Halach yud gimel ha'isha, a woman that's a yeledus, gave birth or a zava. Let's say she brought a sin offering and she died. So there's still an oila that she has to bring, but she's dead. So then her inheritors bring her oila. Now in contrast, if let's say she brought her oila and she died, the Yeshua would not bring her chattas, because halacha is that you don't bring a chattas after a person died. But here they'll bring her oila, and af bishlei frisha is machaim, even though she didn't get separated when she was still alive. So why is there an obligation to bring her oila? Because her assets already were indebted for this carbon, because she had this obligation, and this collateral, this obligation is a biblical halacha, and therefore there's the nechasim amishabadim on the dead person's assets to fulfill that obligation, hence the Yerushim have to bring her oily, even though she passed away.